is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7. I'm Dan Hurley. In this very tight job market, businesses face special problems filling and keeping filled jobs at the lower end of the pay scale. And the problem is more complex than just the wage itself. These jobs often have unpredictable hours and benefits that look very real to employers, but can be problematic to employees. This morning, the Women's Fund of Greater Cincinnati, the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, released a new toolkit online designed over the past 2 years specifically for employers trying to fill job vacancies that experience frequent turnovers. To talk about this effort, I'm joined by the Executive Director of the Women's Fund of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, Megan Cummings.
Hi, Dan.
Hello. And the Senior Director of Human Resources for Miami Valley Gaming, Martia Shands.
Marty, how are you?
I am very good, Martia. Good to see you. We have to reveal that Martia was a member of Class 39.
Yes,
of Leadership Cincinnati. So we have a long-term relationship here.
Yes, good
and
to see
if you,
Dan.
You would like to join the conversation, please call us at 513-419-7100 or email talk at WVXU. And we're also on Twitter and Facebook. Well, this has been an interesting release this morning.
Yes.
That you did. And Megan, let's just start out. What was the goal of this effort by the Women's Fund? And why did you get involved in this? This is because it's not just women who end up
in lower
wage jobs.
So that's exactly right.
What's the goal and why are you there?
Yeah, so the goal of this project, we talked to a lot of employers, especially as we worked on a project in Northern Kentucky called Raise the Floor, which the goal was to get more women into manufacturing jobs. And what we saw as we talked to these employers and heard their pain points, we heard three things time and time again. They had so much trouble attracting talent, retaining talent, and when the employees were there, they weren't engaged. So every single conversation we had with an HR professional, these are the three pain points. And we thought this was really interesting, and especially they talked about the churn and the turnover in the low-wage bands of their companies and their organizations. So the Women's Fund, we work on women's economic self-sufficiency, and we do this from a policy level and a systems level, and we know a lot about women who are working and still in poverty in our region. So we know they're working multiple part-time jobs. We know that they are burdened with both elder care and child care disproportionately in their family. We know that they are really struggling to make ends meet even though they are working. And so we thought, you know, the Women's Fund could be a bridge between these two groups. How could we meet the needs of employers who are really struggling in this labor market to fill open positions? And how can we also help women, working women, and men for that matter, be more secure and stable in these jobs so they can provide for their families? So we thought we could be a bridge to bring these two groups together. And that's what led to the release of the Employer Toolkit.
Martia, in these lower wage jobs, you work for a company that I presume has some lower wage jobs.
That's correct.
What does it cost a company to be in the midst of the churn that Megan was just talking about? What's it really cost to, especially if you have a lot of people who maybe are after 6, 8, 10 months saying, I'm out of here.
Sure.
I'm off to another job.
Sure. So, Dan, there's a lot of things, a lot of components and elements that go into bringing an employee on to your company. You know, when we look at things like the time that it takes to fill an open position, you look at the time that it takes a manager to interview an employee. You look at the time that it takes to run ads in on social media and so forth. The drug testing, you look at just, you know, a variety of things. All of those different things, there's a cost attached to it. And so on average, in some companies, you may spend about $3,000, you know, $3,500 to bring a person on board. So your cost per hire in individual, you know, in our organization is about $3,500 to bring that person into the organization. And so having spent $3,500 per person, and having a person walk out of the door, you've just, in essence, wasted $3,500 to have that person walk out of the door. Now, multiply that by, you know, $400 or $500 or 500 people, that cost is astronomical. And at one point in my organization, we saw some 98% of the people that we hired walk out of the door. So multiply that, 421 people at one point walked out of the door. Multiply that by—
You mean over a course of a year
or
something?
Over the course of a year, 421 people walking out of your organization at—
So that's almost 100% turnover.
Absolutely, almost 100%. And that's not unique to my organization. You know, some companies are reporting 130% turnover, 400% turnover. Well, in my case, 98% turnover, 421 people walking out of the door at $3,400 per person, that amounted to $1.4 million. Think about that. That is a staggering amount of money that's just gone off your bottom line.
So if you can lower that,
yes.
If you can cut it even in half,
yes,
you have really had an impact for the company.
Absolutely.
One of the things, Megan, you went live with a website today,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we did. Uh-huh.
On all of this. And one of the things that I found on there was a worksheet. It reminded me of my IRS filing.
I'm sorry about that.
A worksheet that allows an employer to basically go through and do what Marty had just did.
Yeah, exactly.
To figure out what it's costing them on a sort of an annual basis to deal with this job churn.
Right. So there's three components of the online toolkit. And the first one is calculating your cost of turnover. Marty does such a great job quantifying that for her company, but many companies cannot figure out exactly what that number is. And I think they would be shocked if they knew what it was. Mm-hmm. So we put an online interactive calculator on the toolkit where you can put in your departure cost and the advertising cost and the downtime as you seek people. And I think that'll give you a really good idea of how much it's costing you to turn over employees. The second part of the online toolkit really helps you understand your employees. And this has been a journey with companies over the past 6 months as we've been talking to them very deeply about understanding your workforce. Many people who work full-time at low-wage jobs are still qualifying for public benefits. And I think many companies are unaware of that and some of the challenges and complexities of working while being on benefits, having a piecemeal transportation and childcare arrangement that makes it really hard. So there's a lot of instability within those low-wage jobs, not just at work, but in the home life as well. So we help you calculate your turnover cost, understand your employees better. And then we have a suite of about 40 different policies and practices that have an unintended negative consequence for low-wage workers. Things we just wouldn't even necessarily think of, but we've really provided concrete, actionable solutions for employees
and
to look into those
policies.
We're
going to get to some of those.
Yeah.
Marty, I presume Ohio Valley Gaming was part of the process of developing all of this.
That is correct.
And were you looking around the country at best practices and trying to draw all of that together?
Well, you know, Miami Valley Gaming. And so, yes, we were part of the Employer Roundtable, a segment of the Women's Fund. And one of the things we had to do was just be creative in how we approached the workforce. And, you know, I say oftentimes that desperation, oh my gosh, we were making sure that we were looking at our workforce. And it really comes down to knowing who is in your workforce and understanding who's leaving your organization. In my organization—
And why?
And why, absolutely, why they're leaving your organization. My workforce comprises 51% women. It's a large population of single moms. My workforce, we are in a suburban rural area. And so understanding that, knowing that if you're in a suburban rural area, transportation. I don't have public transit in my area, so transportation becomes a huge issue.
There's no public transit to your site?
No, there is no public transit to my site, and so transportation is huge. Single moms, so childcare becomes an issue. Understanding that wages, I don't necessarily have the luxury of being able to pay $50 an hour, so wages is an issue for me. And my operation is a 24/7, 365 operation, so flexibility and schedule is something that I need to be paying attention to. And so what the toolkit does is it includes components that addresses those issues. So I, as an employer, have to be creative, and I have to consider all of those things as I run my business. And so what policies am I putting in place that's going to impact all of those different components? And as a business, you have to notice those things. People come to work with their whole selves. They're not one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And so you have to understand
that. So if they have a sick child in daycare.
Yes.
Or they have a parent.
Yes.
Who they have some significant responsibilities for, and that parent mm-hmm. has to go to the doctor.
Yes.
Those are all things that have to be juggled.
Absolutely. And I have to recognize that as their employer. I don't have the luxury of saying, come to work, ignore everything else that's going on in your life. This is a person that we're talking about. And I think as more businesses understand that, they're going to be successful. And I think Miami Valley Gaming has recognized that.
And I think the reality is that for those of us who have worked mostly as exempt employees, mm-hmm. salaried exempt employees, there's a bit more flexibility there, depending
yes.
on your employer.
Absolutely.
But a bit more flexibility to try to deal with those personal problems. Mm-hmm. I know as an employer with a staff, somebody comes to me and says, oh, I just got a call from the daycare center mm-hmm. and my child is now running a fever. I understand that.
Right.
But for hourly employees, that's yes. much, much more difficult. The other thing that one of the things that I find most fascinating, and by the way, The website is at toolkit.cincinnatiwomensfund.org.
That's right.
And it's a great site.
Thank you.
It's one of the things that employers, one thing is understanding their employees. The other thing is understanding what they offer. Things that employers may see as perks or advantages to the job, the employee may see from a really different perspective. So let's just take a couple of these anyway,
yeah, sure.
Megan. Like tuition reimbursement programs. That sounds like such a
great idea. Great example, right? What could be wrong with tuition reimbursement?
What could be wrong?
And for many people, tuition reimbursement allows them to go on and get an MBA or a bachelor's degree. And what we find is many higher level employees are taking advantage of tuition reimbursement. So why is that? Why aren't our lower ranks of employees taking advantage of this? Well, it's because they don't have the money up front to be reimbursed at the end of the semester, which is often how these programs work. So we see a program that's well-intentioned, but that doesn't have an equity lens to it. So how do our lower wage workers access this benefit? So one of the things you can do is invest with the employee, provide some money up front to pursue that college degree or that certification. And that makes a tremendous difference in how that benefit can be accessed by all your employees.
You know, same thing sort of operates, Mario, with people who don't have their high school diploma.
Correct.
And sort of the knee-jerk reaction is that, well, we'll help you get your GED.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the GED has really changed in the last few years and may not be the document, the certification that an employer really needs and wants.
Absolutely. Well, and so here's a different way of even looking at tuition reimbursement. Many schools have deferred tuition reimbursement or deferred tuition. And so what a company may do with their tuition assistance program is enter into a deferred tuition where the way that works is the company is going to pay for the tuition anyway. And so what they can do is enter an agreement with the university where the employee will get the tuition and they can pay the tuition ahead on behalf of the employee. And so you were going to foot the bill for that education anyway, enter into the deferred tuition agreement with the university on the employee's behalf. And so what you're doing, you're making that investment on the employee's behalf. Now, that's something that you can do for your employee. Think about that. That's going to create loyalty on the part of that employee for you. You still have the repayment options and so forth that you do with a regular tuition reimbursement program. And so flip it. That employee is going to appreciate it. You're going to create employee goodwill and employee engagement, which in turn drops your employee turnover rate, and all of a sudden you've invested into that employee. So these are the creative things that employers need to start looking at in order to keep their workplace engaged.
You know, there's actually a paired area here that I jumped out at me on the website, and that was, we oftentimes think of coaches mm-hmm. for senior management.
Right.
You know, you bring in a coach for the CEO or the COO or whatever. But the suggestion that maybe some lower wage people mm-hmm. need coaches, mm-hmm. not so much about how to do the job they're doing, but how to think about how to move forward in the company so that they don't think they have to leave the company in order to get a better job.
Right.
And combined with that, the whole concept of soft skills training, which actually sometimes are the hardest skills to learn, but actually bringing people in to work on those things.
Yeah, it's so great. This is one of the high impact recommendations from our toolkit, and we talk a lot about workforce coaches. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati Works is doing some really innovative entrepreneurship around this, actually. And the idea is to have a third-party coach come into your place of employment to help your employees navigate the complexity of what's going on in life. So sometimes it is coaching around how to think about that next step in their career. And oftentimes it's problem-solving around childcare. It's problem-solving around transportation. It's being that person that can help them navigate a lot of the complexity in their life. And what we see when there's this third-party person there at the business that develops a relationship with those employees, the turnover decreases mm-hmm. significantly because there's that stability there. There's kind of a nice liaison between the needs of the employee and the HR department, and they can really problem solve and help stabilize that area of the workforce.
Absolutely.
I raised this whole question of soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
What do we mean by soft skills?
Sure. You know, simply put is how to play along nicely in the sandbox with everybody else. You know, and so in the work environment, it's just understanding that you are a part of a team, understanding that as you get frustrated, talk with your manager, understanding that, again, as you are a part of a team, that there's give and take, that you are able to reach out to your manager for support if there's issues with your schedule. Talk with a coworker. Perhaps they may be able to switch schedules with you and so forth. So again, you know, some of us learn that in kindergarten, right? That how to play nicely in the sandbox is a key skill you're going to need to use throughout your life. So those are some of the soft skills that you're going to need in the workplace.
And I think that, like you were saying, Cincinnati Works mm-hmm. and other job agencies have really found that having that kind of support out in the workplace so that people don't feel like the first time there's a break between mm-hmm. what the management wants, mm-hmm. that the thing that isn't necessarily to stand up for yourself and yell.
Right, absolutely.
Because that's not going to get you anywhere.
No, that's not going to get you anywhere. And, you know, in addition to that, too, we have found that some of the stressors in the workplace are just people's financial situation.
Yes.
That is a huge stressor in the workplace. And so bringing a financial coach and educator into the workplace, have somebody come into your workplace once a month or once a week and just help people understand their finances. You know, here's a budget. And it's especially helpful for people who may not necessarily have the highest income. Here's how you take this job that's paying $12, $13 an hour. And here's how you can have a budget that allows you to make your car payments on time and pay your rent and your mortgage and so forth. And have a little something extra to maybe plan that vacation that you you've always wanted. So yeah, that's something that employers can make available to their employees as well.
Megan, this went live this morning.
Yes.
But you've been working on this for 2 years.
Yeah.
What sort of have you seen companies already begin to adopt some of these recommendations because they were involved
Absolutely.
In helping you create this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been working about 2 years, and we, when we first started this project, we were talking about the pain points with employers, and they generally knew the buckets of areas. They knew childcare was an issue in scheduling and transportation, but they didn't know the concrete actions to take around that. And we just listened and listened and listened, started collecting different ideas over the years. To our knowledge, this is the first of its kind toolkit in the country that really drills down on the most concrete actions companies can take. So we're really proud of that. We have a few companies that are already working on this. The Cincinnati Zoo is doing some really exciting work around this as far as transportation. And there's so many examples of great companies that are already implementing these. We've been vetting it for about 6 months now.
I saw a couple of hospitals.
Yeah, hospitals too.
Okay. That's right. Unfortunately, we're out of time. So I want to thank both of my guests, Megan Cummings of the Women's Fund of Greater Cincinnati Foundation and Marty Shands of Ohio Gaming. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. Assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our programs are available on the website, WVXU.org. I'm Dan Hurley. Stay tuned to 91.7 for Here and Now, coming up next.